Xyra EHK's slow-moving offense and stagnant defense in the second half helped Woodbine roll in the third quarter to defeat the Spartans 56-49 in Harlan. Senior Aiden Flathers was a big key in the second quarter push for the Spartans, but with the team moving at a slow tempo in the third quarter, it was hard for any player to help put the team on their back.
Yeah, I mean, third go-round, we definitely kind of knew what they were going to do. I'm sure they knew what we were going to do a little bit, and it was just a high-atmosphere game, I guess. First half, they obviously got the first lead, but we came out and got it back. And in the second half, we went on a drought in the third quarter, and I think that is what killed us, really. And in the fourth quarter, we just really struggled to score the ball, I guess, towards the end.
Xyra EHK's head coach Tony Santisteban knew that his boys were ready for this back-and-forth battle. But at the end of the night, the Tigers outplayed the Spartans down the stretch late in the game, with Carter Groover leading the way, marking 23 points, followed by Jax Pryor in the post with 19. Brody Pryor knocked down the other 11 points, while Landon Bloom finished with 4. Coach Santisteban knew that his boys are ready for tonight's game, but the iron didn't favor the Spartans.
It is my first year as head coach, but I've been around for a little bit now. I need more experience, that's for sure. Just learning more of the in and outs of the game and just making sure I'm calling the right stuff when the right time needs. So there's a lot of self-reflection that I need to do as well. We had a tough game. We knew that going to go in. I felt like our boys were ready. I think they had the right mindset going in. I thought they practiced well the last 3 days. And again, we were fighting. It just didn't bounce our way as much tonight. Hats off to Woodbine. They outplayed us tonight.
The Spartans were led on the night by Cash Amgarten with 15 points, while he was a dominant force on the offensive run in the second quarter. Both Josh Nelson and Jackson Radcliffe knocked in 10 points as big keys in the second quarter run on the scoreboard. Aiden Flathers had 8, Jaden Pettipier had 5, and Jamison Kilwer finished off with 1. Despite the loss for the Spartans, they played their hearts out and pushed all season long to get to this moment.
When you coach basketball, you obviously have some knowledge of the game, but just grown throughout the whole year, keep learning every day. If you ever stop learning, then it's probably time to get out. But obviously, I want to keep learning. I want to keep growing to help the kids out as much as I can. I was lucky enough as a senior to make it down to state, and that's my goal for these kids. And going forward, is I want them to experience that. I want to get them to realize that hard work and determination can get to your goals and all that stuff. At the same time, you can work hard and you can do all the right things. Sometimes success doesn't always follow hard work. So. Again, this group of kids, they're special, and I'm just honored to have been able to coach them my first year.
This team was looking to end their careers with a district championship, especially with seniors including Cole Brabham, Cash Amgarten, Jamison Kilworth, Jonas LeCain, Jaden Pettipier, Quentin White, Jackson Radcliffe, and Aiden Flathers, who all held Spartan basketball to such high standards.
I mean, this was our third year in a row playing here in Harlan in the district final. So, I mean, we went out here 3 years in a row. We're not too happy. I mean, we've been here before. It's nothing too special. So it's kind of not a letdown, but definitely disappointing.
While this loss ends a run for Xyra EHK, the Spartans feature multiple athletes who are looking to get ready for track and field and golf seasons that are coming quickly.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a couple guys that will be dangerous in track. With Cash and Jonas, I know they're going to be they're returning state track qualifiers last year, so they're going to be ready to go. Honestly, I think if you asked both them and especially Cash, I don't think he wanted this to end. He could have waited a couple more weeks for track to start, but I'm excited to watch them. I'm going to support them and kind of see where that goes.
Xyra EHK finished the year with a 19-5 record and finished first in the conference at 13-2. Woodbine continues on as they currently sit at 22-2 and finish second in the conference at 13-2 as they prepare to take on Madrid on Saturday in Carroll for a 7 p.m. tip-off. Congratulations to Xyra EHK on a very successful season. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.